Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. Pennsylvania's state police troopers are asking for the public's help in finding the person responsible for a double homicide along the Blue Route in Delaware County a week ago. KYW's John McDevitt has more from Troop K in media.
We used to call him Gentle Giant. He was 6'5", 250 pounds, but he was a sweetie.
Constance Newton is devastated and is making an appeal to the person who shot and killed her 29-year-old son, Clinton Martin, to turn themselves into authorities. Martin was shot as he drove his 2010 Mazda along northbound I-95 last week. Lieutenant Jonathan Sunderland is the station commander at the Pennsylvania State Police Media Barracks. He says Clinton was struck with a bullet fired from a moving car. Clinton lost control of his vehicle, crashing into a disabled 2010 Chevrolet Malibu along the northbound 476 ramp. Officials say the driver of that car was Joshua Waltz, who struck some debris on the roadway and pulled over to the right side of the ramp before the crash happened.
Unfortunately, Mr. Waltz at the time was standing at the trunk of his car. Both men were killed as a result of this incident.
State police are asking anyone who may witness the shooting or crash from I-95 between 9:30 p.m. and 9:45 p.m. on September 13th to contact the media barracks.
A $4,000 reward for information that solves this case is being offered. 5 years after it shut down, there are plans to restart one of the nuclear plants at Three Mile Island, as we hear from KYW's Mike DiNardo.
Unit 1 at Three Mile Island generated electricity for 45 years until it ceased operations in 2019 for financial reasons. Now its owner wants to bring it back. Constellation has announced plans to reactivate the undamaged nuclear reactor to provide power for Microsoft's AI data centers under a 20-year contract. Constellation says it plans to spend $1.6 billion to bring Unit 1 back online with an upgraded turbine, generator, main power transformer, and cooling system, says company spokesman Dave Marcheski.
One of the first steps here is to develop a plan, get it in front of the NRC, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, so they can approve those activities.
The company expects the plant to power up by 2028.
A study by the Pennsylvania Building and Construction Trades Council estimated restarting the plant would create 3,400 direct and indirect jobs in South Central Pennsylvania. Volunteer fire companies throughout the state of Pennsylvania are receiving millions in funds to help them serve their communities. A large portion of that funding will go to companies in the Philly region, as we hear from KYW's Sonny Morgan.
Auditor General Timothy DeFore was joined by State Senator Frank Ferry and other local leaders at the Warwick Township Fire Company, where he announced his department is providing over $68 million to help volunteer firefighter relief associations across PA. Our area is getting about $20 million to help local volunteer companies. DeFore says the funding will provide training, equipment, and life insurance for volunteer firefighters.
Our VFRAs provide vital support to our dedicated volunteer first responders, and we can't thank them enough for always answering the call to service.
The money comes from a 2% state tax on fire insurance premiums bought by PA residents from out-of-state insurance companies. Senator Frank Ferry spoke about his work with the Auditor General to fix the tax investment.
We had seen declining investment in the 2% tax on foreign insurance companies, and myself and my colleagues to my right with the Auditor General support actually fixed that legislatively in the previous budget to help ensure additional funding is coming to these volunteer fire companies.
Senator Ferry is also a volunteer firefighter. Blood spots are collected from every baby born in New Jersey and tested for diseases. Lawmakers say those samples have been used in criminal investigations without a warrant. Now they have introduced legislation to change that. More on this from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty.
Dozens of diseases and illnesses are tested with these blood spots. The problem is, according to Assemblyman Dan Hutchison, police can and have gained access to them without a warrant.
You know, it's the old slippery slope argument. If we create an exception whereby we can access this information and we can do so without a warrant, we diminish the importance of the Fourth Amendment.
The Fourth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution protects us from unreasonable searches and seizures by police. Hutchison says this bill would return those rights to citizens.
Assemblyman Hutchison says he's spoken with colleagues in the other chamber about introducing a companion bill there as well, but no word on when that will happen. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.